the 33rd Thursday in Ordinary Time. Today's Gospel is from St. Luke. When Jesus had come in sight of the city, he wept over it and said, "If only today you knew the way of peace, but now your eyes are held from seeing. Yet days will come upon you when your enemies will surround you with barricades and shut you in and press on you from every side, and they will dash you to the ground and your children with you, and leave not a stone within you, for you did not recognize the time and the visitation of your God." The commentary today is from Father Blas Ruiz y López from Ascó, Tarragona in Catalunya. Today the image presented by the Gospel is that of Jesus, who wept for the fate of the chosen city, which did not recognize the time and the visitation of its Savior. Knowing as we do now the latest news about this city, it would be easy to apply this lamentation to the city which is both holy and the source of separation. However, looking at it further, we may identify that Jerusalem with the new chosen people, which is the church, and additionally with the world where this church must carry out its mission. If we proceed like this, we shall find a community that, having achieved the highest summits in the fields of technology and science, groans and weeps over the fact that it lives surrounded by the selfishness of its members, because it has erected around it a wall of violence and moral disorder, and because it hurls its sons all over, dragging them with the chains of a dehumanizing individualism. In short, what we shall find is a people that did not know how to recognize the God visiting them. However, we Christians cannot just be stuck with our mourning, nor can we be whispered fortune tellers, but rather men of hope. We know the end of the story. We know that Christ has knocked down the walls and broken the chains. The tears he is shedding in his gospel anticipate the blood which he has saved us with. In fact, Jesus is present in the church, especially through those who are more needy. We must assume his presence to understand Christ's tenderness towards us. Saint Ambrose tells us that his love is so transcendental that he has made himself small and humble so that we can be great. He has accepted to be diapered like a newborn baby so that we can be liberated of the chains of sin. He has accepted to be nailed to the cross so that we can appear amongst the stars of heaven. This is why we must thank God and discover amid us he who visits and redeems us.